lucky to have with us a senior executive coach and one of the top trainers from InterCoach, Ann Durant. Ann, thank you so much for coming to our call today.
Well, thanks for asking me, Ben.
And let me just say a little bit about what I know about your background, and then if I might, I just ask you to fill in a little bit of the gaps. The thing I most know about you is anytime you teach one of our courses, you inevitably get rave reviews from the students, and one of the things that really shines through is your love of coaching and your love of working with clinicians who are adding this as a practice specialty. Now, my understanding is that you didn't come into coaching cold, that you, in fact, had quite a long experience in corporate life before you became a coach full-time. Can you just fill in our audience a little bit on what some of your background is in the corporate world?
Sure. I first learned about coaching when I was a director in the NASDAQ stock market, and there was a change effort underway, and it was determined that the CEO needed a coach, and they pulled me off a direct line job where I was handling stock quotes all over the world to coach the CEO. And that was my first experience. I took a few courses that weren't about coaching, but got me to the point where I coached him and I coached the senior executive team and really found that I loved it and saw the power that it had in corporate life and a way to make corporations a really better place for people.
So you actually really had kind of an unusual beginning because you started kind of with someone very high in a corporate structure. Most of us start kind of closer to the bottom. What was that like for you just to jump right in with at the very top?
Well, it was scary and challenging all at the same time, and because I was his choice, I think that made it a little easier, but it wasn't without its challenges.
Now, and since then, you have gone on to go full-time into executive and personal coaching. Could you just give us a little bit of a flavor of the kind of clients you're coaching now and what you most love about coaching itself?
Okay. I have a number of CEOs that I coach as clients, which I really love because that's where change can actually happen in an organization. It has to start at the top. I also coach some small business owners, and that's a really wide open area in great need of coaching. People who own a business and really need coaching to figure out where they need to go next with it. So I love doing that, and I usually do that in groups of small business owners.
Right, and I've heard great buzz about your course on business and executive coaching that you're teaching for some of our senior students, and today we're lucky to have a number of them with us to kind of give people who are listening a flavor from the student's eye what you're like as a teacher. If we could go around the room and just introduce the people that are present, just give people a quick flavor for who you are and what your day job is and what you primarily do and what part of the country you're from. Bonnie, could we start with you and then go to Patricia, Jeff, Carmen, Karen, and Bill?
Sure. This is Bonnie. I'm in Potomac, Maryland. And I first actually met Ann when she was doing a class for Mentor Coach. And I was really impressed with how she taught the skills that we needed to learn and then gave us all a chance to actually demonstrate the skills by doing some coaching in the class. Since then, any class that Ann has taught for Mentor Coach, I have made sure that I've signed up for. And I think you're not only a fabulous teacher, but also an incredible coach, so much so that I also hired Ann to be my small business and personal coach. So I can't say enough about your devotion and your inspiration that you've given me as a coach. So thanks.
Okay, and just a little bit more background about Bonnie. Bonnie is a social worker by training, and in the last year has really developed an exciting coaching practice herself and had several coaching groups and has the rare distinction that I don't have of having had a client fly all the way from Egypt to America to work with her in person for a couple of months, or what was it, 6 weeks?
She came for a little bit over a month for face-to-face coaching, and that was very exciting to know that I'd reached so far.
Right, what a validation of the work you're doing. Okay, Patricia Wheeler in Atlanta, Georgia, could you tell people just a tinge about you and your practice and what your experience with Ann has been?
Yes, I am an executive and personal coach and psychologist in Atlanta. I have taken both the executive master class and the small business and entrepreneur coaching class from Ann. They've both been fabulous experiences, and I plan on signing up for anything else she teaches. I've found Ann to be so knowledgeable and enthusiastic. She is generous with her knowledge and her time, spent lots of time really coaching us on the process and giving us a wonderful model for doing small business groups. And Ann, I just can't say enough good about my experience.
Thanks, Patricia. And next, if we could hear from Jeff Michelson. Jeff, if you could tell him a little bit about your niche, your newsletter, what you do, and what your experience with Ann is.
Sure. Thanks, Ben. I've got an interesting niche in terms of coaching people who are writers, creative people. I work in the area of sports coaching as a sports psychologist. I've known Ann both in the introductory course that I took with Mentor Coach and also as my personal coach. And I hired her because I knew she knew so much more about business than I did, and I got a tiger by the tail with a huge multinational corporation that I had to get some real expert technical know-how with. But I think the thing that I most value about Ann Duran is how much she has helped me persist against difficulty. And so she really can hold the image of my goals and my heart's desire. For that, I'm eternally grateful.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Next, let's hear from Carmen.
Hi.
Jeff, by the way, I don't know if you said where you're from. You're from?
Oh, McLean, Virginia.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, Carmen?
Hi, yeah, I'm from McLean, Virginia, too. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, this is Carmen Vaughn.
Carmen Vaughn. And I know Ann, first of all, I was in the first basic course, and then I also took the executive coaching course from Ann. And this was right about the time that I was starting my own business with two other coaches. And so the first intelligent thing we did is hire Ann to help us put our business together. So I've experienced her as a teacher and also as an incredible coach. And I have learned the process of what's involved, or I am learning still, the process of what's involved in starting your own small business. She has coached us on a whole range of issues from how to get along together to doing a business plan, to et cetera, et cetera. And the biggest thing she did for us was identify for us that we had this dynamite product that we were sort of leaving languishing there, and she pushed us to work it, and now we're starting to get some results from it. So we're just thrilled with Ann. She's funny, and she's nice, and she's very sincere, and really seems to love coaching. You can tell us that she really loves what she does, and she's a great model.
So let me get this straight. She not only loves coaching, but she tells jokes.
Great.
And Carmen, it sounds like she actually coaches you and your partners as a team, correct?
And then she was willing to take on, that's a rather unusual thing, I gather, that she coaches us as a team.
Okay, thanks, Carmen. Okay, Bill in Scottsdale?
Bill in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it turns out that it's a small world that Ann and I met each other without knowing each other in 1998. We both attended the ICF conference here in Phoenix. And we both gravitated. She was in the bookstore, and that's where I always gravitate to. And I think she probably sold me a book that I had already had a copy of. She's that good a salesperson, which I ultimately gave to someone who needed the second copy more. And since Mentor Coach, I've attended the sessions that Ann has taught on the executive level as well as the small business course. And it's that one, the small business course, that gave me some expanded ideas of how to use the small business information in a coaching environment. And so that has been extremely helpful.
And Bill, just so they have a little bit of background on your work, one of your major interests is working with career coaching?
I have three. The career coaching is number one, probably. The small business is number two. And the third, which is the common strain, is helping people who have been outplaced.
Okay, thanks, Bill. And finally, Karen Kahn Wilson. Karen, can you do the honors for yourself? Karen, by the way, is also one of our trainers for the Mentor Coach program and is one of the senior people in our program.
I am really happy to be here this evening and talk about my experiences with Anne. I am from Bethesda, Maryland. I'm a longtime psychologist and coach. And I first met Anne when she was doing a couple classes in my mentor coach program a couple years ago. And I was so impressed with how grounded she was and how knowledgeable she was. I called and asked if she would be willing to get together with me. And in Anne, I found a wonderful role model and friend and colleague who has this incredible ability to speak from her heart as well as from her head and hold them both with great power and elegance. I've learned a lot from my friendship with Anne about how to walk as a coach and hold that, but how to also hold the kindness and the spirit of giving and touching people in very personal ways. I also had a wonderful experience to be able to present with Anne at a vice president's meeting for a large corporation where we were talking about coaching and therapy and how it might fit into a corporate setting. And Anne really has a great understanding of where therapists come from and what their backgrounds are and how to help them make the bridge into the coaching sector of work and profession. And she's a very powerful, very powerful woman.
Thank you.
And this is Betsy Rodriguez. I joined you late.
Oh, Betsy, okay.
May I add my
Yes, tell them a little bit about who you are, Betsy, and what your training is and what your experience with Anne is.
Okay, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and have been working in Bethel, Connecticut in a private practice setting and have met Anne through the introductory mentor coach class and also the executive coaching. And I must say it was her enthusiasm and poise that really comes through. Her energy is so high. And I was afraid of business because I don't know that much about business. And like a lot of therapists, I know how to help, but I'm not that good with the business part. And Anne made me feel like I wasn't afraid and I could go into uncharted territory and it would be all right. And I noticed, especially Anne, that she was so poised in any kind of situation. Even when someone might be defensive, which might happen in a coaching situation, Anne was never that way. So she was just someone that I would want to be like, to emulate her behavior. And I'm thrilled to do anything that Anne does. She's very organized and structured, and it was great working with anything she does.
Okay, and guys, before you leave, let me just ask you, there may be at some point someone listening to this call who's considering coming into a mentor coach training program that Anne is going to lead the initial six-month training for. If they were listening and not sure if this was someone they could put themselves in the hands of, what would you have to say to them about how wise it would be or what they're getting into if they take that initial program with Anne?
This is Karen. With Anne as a teacher, you get a senior, experienced teacher, someone who knows how to present the material in a clear, organized way, but also in a very engaging way. And also, even when she didn't know the people in my class, because she was coming in just sort of as a guest speaker, she was really able to touch each person personally and give them some great encouragement and positive feedback, even when it was growth-oriented feedback. So it's a very special, growthful experience.
This is Jeff. There's one thing that I remember in a conversation I had with Anne, and she told me how much she believed in the therapist as coach, and that statement is with me all the time.
Thanks, Jeff.
And this is Betsy. I'd also like to add that Anne has such a varied background as an English teacher, consulting for the NASDAQ, being a creative person, having her own business, that she has such varied experience that she would appeal to many, many different people coming from different backgrounds. And I think that's very important.
Thanks, Betsy. Anne, are your ears burning?
Oh, they are.
This is kind of the opposite of a roast, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one thing I would say about Anne before we wind up here is that she's really moved into a position of leadership with Mentor Coach. She inevitably gets rave reviews for each of the training programs that she leads. She is now the director of the trainer team helping to train new trainers, and so we just really feel thrilled to have someone with her experience and her track record. And if I had one final question to ask you, it would be, if you, when you work with clinicians who are coaches, what is it that you most try to impart to them? I know a lot of times they come in not really sure about the world of business, not really sure about how to make that transition. If you had one message to give them, what would it be?
I think the future of and success of coaching in the corporate world is really up to them. I think they've got the unique skills to be able to go out there and really make a difference. I think they're a huge gift to anyone that they choose to work with.
Right, so we really, for those listening, we really want to support those of you who are interested in moving into the corporate world, as those who are interested in developing coaching niches elsewhere. And before we wind up, if someone wants to get in touch with you and talk with you further, could you tell them how they could get in touch with you?
Sure. They could email me. My email address is Ann Durand, that's A-N-N-E-D-U-R-A-N-D, at annduran.com. And my coaching phone number is 703-920-1319.
Okay, Ann, thank you so much for coming by today. It was a real thrill for you to be here, and we look forward to lots and lots of hours and months and years ahead with you in the future. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Ben, and everyone who came on the call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.